In Los Angeles, I'm Kai Risdahl. Wednesday, the 1st of November. Good as always to have you along, everybody. Let me just say that if somehow it escaped your notice that A, the Federal Reserve was meeting on interest rates this week, and B, a decision on who is going to run the Fed for the next 4 years is still theoretically up in the air, well, it is not for our lack of trying, let me tell you that. The Fed wrapped up its aforementioned meeting today. No change in interest rates, thank you very much. And economic activity is, quote, rising at a solid rate despite hurricane-related disruption. So there is that. Now, though, about the fate of the incumbent chair, Janet Yellen. President Trump was asked about her at the tail end of a quick press availability today.
I think Janet Yellen is excellent.
Is she your choice?
I think she's excellent.
Yeah.
I didn't say that. I think she's excellent. Go ahead. Thank you very much.
Didn't say she was the choice, not a ringing endorsement, which helps explain why current board member Jay Powell is the front runner to get the job when the announcement comes. Tomorrow is what we're being told. But look, Fed chairs come and Fed chairs go. Their job, though, remains the same. The Fed's dual mandate of maximum employment and stable prices. Marketplace's Nancy Marshall-Genzer gets us going with a primer.
The Fed chair is the face of the Fed. A lot of the job boils down to style. The chair leads the Federal Open Market Committee meetings where interest rates are set, and each has a different style.
Alan Greenspan was known for speaking first.
Ann Owen is a former Fed economist, now at Hamilton College.
And then when Ben Bernanke took over, he did exactly the opposite. He spoke last.
If the Fed chair speaks first, other committee members may be reluctant to contradict him or her. If speaking last, the chair tends to be more of a consensus builder, like Janet Yellen. After the meetings, the chair translates those closed-door interest rate decisions to the public, either at a press conference,
the economy continues to expand at a moderate pace,
or on Capitol Hill. Congress established the Fed's dual mandate in the Federal Reserve Act of 1977 to carefully monitor inflation and unemployment because
they're the best measures of the underlying direction of the economy.
Lindsay Piegza is chief economist at Stifel Fixed Income. The Fed's target for inflation is 2%. It tries to keep unemployment between 4 and 5%. In theory, if the Fed fulfills this mandate, economic growth will be perfect. Frank Notaft is another former Fed economist.
It is this balancing act between the maximum possible employment consistent with low and stable inflation.
Whatever the style of the Fed chair, that's the goal. In Washington, I'm Nancy Marshall-Genzer for Marketplace.